My name is Pablo Virgilio David. I come from the Philippines. I am a bishop, a Catholic bishop. And if you're asking me about extremism, we have our own experience of it in the Philippines because the Philippines is partly Muslim. But we have been successful recently in coming up with a peace agreement between the Bangsamoro ethnic groups in Mindanao of the Philippines and the Philippine government. And it looks like we're on the path to peace, and thanks to the mediation of many religious groups, you know. And I think faith and religion are very important factors in peace dialogues. I would like to believe that this particular symposium is very relevant to that effect, because I am of the conviction that extremism is really not religious. It's not religious in nature. It's more ideological and perhaps even psychological.
Yes.
And but if we go into the root of religion and spirituality, I think there are greater chances of seeing eye to eye and being able to unite ourselves. Well, that is a dream, of course, and I think it is a possible dream, no? As long as people can open their minds and hearts, no? Dialogue is not possible if we are not ready to listen to one another. It has to begin with respect, not just tolerance, you know. Tolerance is very, very minimal, yeah. That's right, yeah. Respect is very necessary, yeah. And I think on the basis of respect and compassion, I think there is a greater chance that we will see eye to eye with each other. You know, in the Christian faith, I think the revolution that Jesus Christ has introduced is really not about religion. It's really about love. Because for Jesus, the summary of all the law, the summary of religion is love. He says, love God above all and love your neighbor as yourself. That's the summary of all the commandments for him. And then, you know, St. Paul is following that up, and he says the three greatest gifts in the world are faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these, he says, is love. He doesn't say faith. He doesn't say hope. It's love. Because I think you may lose your faith for all I care. Just don't lose love. Because if you lose love, you lose God. And our conviction in the Christian faith is that God is love. Thank you. I'll be attending a conference in Istanbul on May 13 and 14. Yes, there's going to be a conference. It's called the Meriem Panel. And it's going to be an interreligious dialogue between Christian theologians and Muslim theologians. So I've been invited by a group of Muslim scholars who are scholars of the Quran. And, you know, the topic is very interesting. The Blessed Mary. The Blessed Mary. Mary, the mother of Jesus.
Yeah.
As a woman of patience in the Holy Quran and the Holy Bible. You know, in Christianity, we have only 19 references to Mary. In Islam, there are 34 references in the Quran about Mary. So I'm surprised about that. You know, I'm like educating myself by reading the Quran now.